I woke up early on the morning of the 26th of September to discover that just a few hours before I woke up, the Brazilian embassy in Honduras, where President Zelaya is staying, the military forces of the coup regime had attacked it with noxious gases. People were displaying various symptoms, bleeding noses, weakness, dizziness, and I got on to a journalist with Democracy Now! Who is inside the Brazilian embassy, and he gave us this report. André Contrinas, talking to Community Radio, TuneIn.
No dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
Hi there.
You're inside the Brazilian embassy at the moment, where President Zelaya is holed up, I guess you could say. There's a lot of military outside. How many people are in there with you?
There are, my name is Andres, and there are about 80 or so people here inside the embassy. It includes the president and his family, security details, supporters who have been part of the front, who have been resisting the coup for 90 days, as well as national and international press.
And how long have you been there?
We've been here since Monday. Monday was the day that President Zelaya returned to Honduras, and there was a huge, huge rally in front of the embassy where tens of thousands of Hondurans mostly arrived, and but some of us were able to get into the embassy being pressed. I was allowed in. And then I stayed the night here that night. And then early the next morning, on Tuesday morning at 5:30, the police and military came and in a very repressive move, evicted violently the revelers who were still dancing in the streets celebrating President Zelaya's return to the country.
When you say violent, Andres, what sort of tactics were they using?
Brutal beatings, massive tear gas attack on that Tuesday morning early. The tear gas was so intense in the streets, and some tear gas was actually shot into the embassy. It filled the entire embassy with tear gas. So we were all very, very drastically affected. And the beatings led to many hospitalizations. There were killings. There were reported 3 deaths that day. And many dozens were detained and arrested. And others who went into hiding. One of the places that they went into the hiding was the COFADE. COFADE is the Committee of Family Members of the Disappeared. And COFADE was also a victim of a tear gas attack in their very office for having housed people who were trying to flee the repression.
Right, and I imagine the staff of the Brazilian embassy wouldn't have been too happy about having tear gas launched at them and being cut off.
Exactly. They were not at all content with that, and most of the staff has ended up leaving the embassy. They're just very, very few Brazilian staff here. The chief of staff is the deputy chief of mission. So not only did they have to leave, the Brazilian staff, but all of us tried to run for cover when the tear gas came. But again, that was a brutal attack. However, none of us were killed or seriously wounded. The killings and the woundings have continued every single day this week by this repressive regime, which is very much cracking down on the resistance that has been very actively nonviolent the last 90 days.
Mm-hmm. And has there been any statement or response, any kind of official response to this sort of besieging of their embassy from the Brazilian government?
Absolutely. President Ignacio Lula da Silva has warned vehemently that the embassy cannot be attacked, and if it is, it will be met with serious consequence. There have been ongoing psychological warfare tactics to which the embassy has been victim of, including, you know, even as little as throwing rocks a couple mornings ago at around 2:30 or 3 in the morning. The guards reported soldiers or police throwing rocks inside the compound. This morning, President Zelaya reported what could be gas attack on the embassy, which was causing physical consequences to those who felt it. And basically, the cutting off of electricity and water at different times. Currently, there is electricity and water. However, that's not always the case. So the arbitrary nature with which things are done, and whether food can come in or not, sometimes it has been prevented, and other times it is allowed. So all of this keeps a very high tension, where it's very hard to know with very little consistency what will happen.
And I guess you've met the president. What kind of man is he? How did he strike you?
President Zelaya is a man of has a deep sense of humor. He has a big heart. When he speaks about the fact that his people, his followers, should use nonviolence, he really means it. He knows that peaceful civil disobedience is the weapon for those who really want to bring change, and he's been able to inspire so many with that. Mm. He's a wonderful father. I've met his children. I was just conversing with his wife just a few minutes before you called. He's a wonderful husband. So he's a great family man. He's a brilliant strategist. Just by the way of his orchestrating his arrival to the Brazilian embassy was obviously an amazing feat, coming in undercover to his own country. So he's a man very dedicated to dialogue and reconciling opposing forces so that change can come. However, the reconciliation he's seeking has to be in the context of the declaration signed by the General Assembly of the United Nations just after the coup, as well as the Organization of American States. And those two documents, together with the accord that was put together through the negotiation of President Oscar Arias in Costa Rica, the San Jose Accords, all those three documents stipulate very clearly that the restitution of the restoration of President Zelaya as a democratically elected leader of his country, Honduras, is a sine qua non. It's absolutely imperative. And this is what the Micheletti coup regime has not been able to accept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does sound like a very strong character. And is there any speculation on how long you can stay in the embassy? Are you getting any issues there?
1 minute, I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
I'm so sorry to put you on hold. That was an international call from Argentina.
Could you just quickly let us know, are you likely to be sticking it out there in the embassy, and are you getting any assistance or support from other international missions?
Right. What I have sensed is that those who are remaining here have a strong commitment to stay here. I am the only English-speaking press person here. There are other members of the international press and domestic, but I'm committed to staying here as long as President Zelaya and his family are here. Please, the second part of the question?
Is there any assistance or support or expressions of assistance or support from the other international missions there in Honduras, like other embassies or United Nations missions in the place?
Well, today, of course, was the meeting of the Security Council, and it first convened yesterday in the Security Council summit. It was the first time in 63 years, I believe, that the United States was present with its president. President Barack Obama was chairing the Security Council meeting as a summit with all the presidents there. That took place yesterday. And then the two previous days were the General Assembly of the United Nations, where every single one of the Latin American presidents who spoke to the entire General Assembly very strongly supported President Zelaya to be restored as the democratically elected leader of Honduras. So the international missions have expressed strong solidarity with President Zelaya, and this is very encouraging because it means that in all likelihood eventually that international solidarity combined with the national uprising in nonviolent insurrection will lead to profound change.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to Community Radio. Andres, you're with Democracy Now!, aren't you?
That's exactly right. And if you know of any stations in Australia who would like the English programming, we'd be interested in hearing. Also, the Spanish version of Democracy Now! is the part that I work with, and we'd be happy to get that news service to any station who would like it in Australia or anywhere else, and of course it's a free service.
Okay, we'll see what we can do, and thank you very much. Yeah, I know your time, being the only English-speaking journalist or person in the embassy at the moment, you must be very busy, and so once again, thank you very much for talking to Community Radio here in Australia. Andre Contreras.
You're so welcome, and thanks for the good work of independent media through Community Radio.